Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
For a very long time, there was this deal we assumed we would all get.
Okay.
You work for 40, 50 years, and you get whatever time is left to do whatever you want.
Nice.
But that has changed. And one of these stories has someone in this room asking a question that people may not want to have to think about.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into it.
All right.
Tommy, over the last three decades, the average retirement age in America has increased by about 3 years.
All right.
But here's what's not great.
What's bad?
It's not increasing because people are waiting to retire. It's increasing because a lot of folks cannot retire.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we're all waiting till 68. It's like half the country's 65. The other half the country's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Folks are working until they die. And that showed up on our TV last week while we were sitting here in a commercial break. There was an old woman they were profiling.
And she's still going to work.
103 years old.
Right. Still doing it. I mean, she's healthy. She walks.
Yes.
Like, no walker, no nothing. I mean, she's got her health.
Yeah, she looked great.
Yeah.
But she was 103 years old
and still doing it.
Still going to work. And she had mentioned in the story that she needs the income working at her church to survive on a daily basis.
Right.
At 103 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we were trying to figure out if that was a good deal.
Okay.
So here is the question I am asking. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. By whatever logic, genie, whatever, you will be guaranteed a life to 105. 105. But whatever job you have right now, you have to do until the day you die.
Okay.
252-WCMF, would you take that deal?
So same pay, same schedule. Work, sleep, days off.
Mm-hmm. You'll get an adjustment for inflation as you get older.
Yeah, but your schedule will be like, you know, you get up at this time, this is lunch, this is your day off. Same schedule.
Same exact thing. Everything you do right now, you'll get paid adjust as, you know, whatever time it was
but
on.
But you get a buck, 105.
105, you have to do it every day until you die at 105. Oh. Kimmy, would you take that deal?
No.
You just sit here and talk.
What?
You just talk for a living.
Yeah, I know, but do you want to hear what comes out of my mouth at 105.
I mean, look, it's not, we're not considering other people. I'm asking, would you be willing
to
do
but
it?
Like, I guess, you know, at some point in your life, you should look forward to, you know, having some type of retired life or, you know what I mean? Or like scaling back a little bit, like to do what you do full time until you're 105. You know, I don't know if that's worth it.
Look, I understand that's the ideal situation, but in this case,
yeah.
You don't know when you're going to die. You could die before you retire, in which case you also worked until the day you died, right?
That's
like
true.
It's just whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
So you would not guarantee 105 to work every single day.
I don't think so. I just don't think my mind and my body at that age are going to want to get up and do that every day or get up, you know, have an alarm clock at all.
All right, Tommy Mulay.
Yeah.
You get to live to 105, so that's another 8 years for you. But you have to do this job until the day you die. Would you take that?
Oh, yeah. Man, if I could stay healthy and you guarantee me 105 with health.
But that's not guaranteeing you're a healthy 105.
Oh, yeah. Let's
no, I can get to work.
Yeah, let's
I can
say it's get, the same woman, work. Same situation.
Yeah, and I can keep, you can keep the schedule. You can get up. You can do your thing. But you are not retired. You're going to work.
You got to work.
Hell, yeah, I would take it.
I've seen you get out of that chair. You think it's going to get better for you?
yeah, I know. You know, I don't want you around here till 105. You're not nice.
Well, you know, but even Tommy, you know, working till 105 would still need to find things on the weekend to do. Like let's say he was looking for like a bar that maybe had some kind of entertainment.
So I'd have to call.
Yeah, you would have to call him up. Tommy at 105 calling up a bar.
Excuse me. I don't like people or crowds, but do you have live music that I can't hear?
That was a nice touch on adding a little bit of age to that. That was good. There are so many variables that would go into this. Like, first of all, do you have a physical job? Would you want to get out of bed to do that job every day till you're 105?
Let's say you could. Let's say you could do it.
Okay. But would that actually benefit you as you get older, or would it break you down? Because there are people, Tommy, who believe that the day they retire is the day that they start to die.
For men especially.
And there are men who are afraid to retire because, you know, Joe Paterno syndrome, one of them.
Yeah, yeah, he had a few things going on.
You're going to die the second you don't have a purpose anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
And yeah, retirement looks good on paper. But in reality, man, think about it. If you don't have the bank to, you know, jet off all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, most days, you know, Tuesday, you're home.
All right, you're right.
It's February.
It's but the boredom would be there. But is the boredom worse than doing the same thing you've done every day for 80 years?
Because you'll still have your weekends or whatever time off you have.
Yeah. But it's still sticking to a pretty strict schedule.
Yeah.
And think about this.
But I love the schedule. Mm. I don't like not having a schedule. I don't like not having a routine.
Yeah.
Like this job, any job forces you to create a routine that works for you. When you take away the job, that's tough.
But you also talk about how much you hate the winters here and how difficult it is for you. Like, aren't you, like, as an older person, wouldn't you be so sick of doing that?
The winter
that?
Would be tough, but I can't afford to go to Florida. Those places are expensive.
You can't afford to go to Macedon.
Yeah, and the weather's so nice there. No, but like you got to have all that stuff sounds nice, but you got to have so much bank to go do all these things, and I ain't got it.
I don't know. Maybe it's different looking at this through the eyes of a woman. Like I want my old lady grandma hobbies. Like I want to garden during the day.
I want to join
some like bingo clubs. Like I'm looking forward to like
man, nobody's wants your nobody's
doing
gonna
like
want
old
your
lady
snotty,
things with my
ass.
Old lady groups. You know,
you're too snarky. You're too snippy.
No, but you talk about the man versus woman aspect of this. I think again 252 WCMF. We caught this story in a commercial break the other day. It's a 103-year-old woman. She still goes to work every day, and she looks great, and she moves around. But she had mentioned in the story that she has to go work at her church because she needs the income because she can't afford to retire at 103.
Yeah,
would you take 105 walking around guaranteed? But whatever job you have right now, same schedule, you would have to do until the day you died at 105. I would argue this deal would be much better for men than it would for women.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I can never tell where men come down on retirement. Because there are guys you'll see, Tommy, that count the days up to a certain point.
Right.
They start bragging. And then 6 months later, those guys are back visiting at the job. They
drive everybody nuts.
Right? You know, and then you got those guys that retire. They putt around their yard. They talk to everyone at the Y. They just yell into the void on Facebook.
Think about it. It's pretty rare that you see a woman do that.
Because women don't need that pointless purpose.
Yes.
I can't think of anybody, any woman who's retired from here came back and annoyed everybody.
Terry only when we asked her to.
Oh, yeah.
And that was only annoying
for 4 hours.
And she
was like, are you guys sure? Are you sure?
Yeah.
But like, Tommy, if we use your wife as an example, she is retired.
Yep.
Your wife is busier with her social life than she ever was doing a 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
She works out. She has her friend get together. She goes on trips. She spends a ton of time with her grandkids.
Yeah.
She's got a life.
You would not do any of that.
No, God, no.
Right? But, you know, going back to the whole idea of keeping your job, like, you know, I think the fear for a lot of people is I work a physical job, I couldn't do
well,
this.
Well, that one, yeah.
Okay, but even if you don't have a physical job, do Do you think you could handle the office politics while being a super old person?
Because people that you work with are just going to get younger.
And change.
Yeah.
And everything will start to change.
Yeah, they have all new people coming through. Yeah.
Like, you would have to make a serious decision at some point. Do you want to be the kindly old person that everyone enjoys having around? Or do you want to be Tommy?
Well, let me tell you something about working back in my day. You kids don't know what hard work is.
Like, if you work to 105.
But also, let me tell you about the snake pit.
Oh, the snake pit.
These damn Gen Zers don't want to work. I had a mattress in Kodak. There would be a point where you would be at your job completely isolated because you would not have anything in common with anyone you work with anymore.
True.
Right?
But you would find your groove, hopefully. You would find your niche.
Okay, you're being very...
You're giving a lot of credit to older you.
Like, seriously, I mean, look, I can appreciate you having, like, a glossy outlook here, but that's not going to happen.
What?
You're not going to find a niche at 100 years old with a 20-year-old coworker?
No, but let's say the other guy's people are like 45 or 50.
Okay, 45 or 50. If that person's 45, they were born when you were 55.
I can tell them all about 9/11.
Okay, let's do the math here.
Yeah.
If we were working with someone that was 105 right now,
right.
That would mean they were born in 19... Damn it. 10?
Yeah, something like that.
No.
Not 1910.
Hold on. 1920.
Yeah, because my father would be... okay.
So they would be telling you about how they served in World War II.
That'd be pretty interesting.
Or they would be telling you what they were doing when they weren't serving in World War II.
Yeah.
Would that be interesting?
Yeah.
Every single day you want to hear about the job at the factory they had or how they were protecting the Nazis from invading Geneva, like your father did. You don't want that.
Yeah, but I also don't want to die. Because, the longer you move, the better off you are.
I agree with you.
You sit, you die. I will say this. Both of my brothers retired young. And they are retired. They never look back. Now, granted, they both have money, but they did it right. Like, they do things, and I think they look stupid, but they do them, and it keeps them going.
Yeah,
my brother's 80, and he's going to Tampa to compete in another powerlifting.
Which you kill him for.
Yeah, because it's going to kill him.
Okay, but he's alive.
But he loves doing it.
All right. JR writes us, to your point, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, scientific studies show that retirement accelerates the loss of cognitive function due to lack of social interaction and movement. Once an older person slows down, their health usually goes into decline. Finding something that makes you happy to wake up for every day can keep you to 105. I agree with that. The question is, do you love your job enough?
Are you happy?
You'd still be happy doing it for another 40.
It's your life support system.
Yeah. Yeah. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler. How are you, buddy?
Morning, kids. So I once heard Jeremy. I've yet to meet Jeremy, but he was waiting over the day comes and one time he retires. And none of us want that.
Oh, let's not speak for everybody.
we got a long ways for you to. You'll probably get fired before you retire.
That's probably true.
So when it comes to guys like me, tattoo artists. Tattoo artists do not retire. Our job definitely keeps us alive. Like, I love tattooing so much, and I know guys that have tattooed into their late 90s, and they don't. I think I know one guy that retired, Crazy Joe, there, but that's because he fell in love with a rich girl. So why not retire? But tattoo artists don't retire, and I don't want any of you guys to retire. I don't want to think of a day when I can't laugh at how dumb you guys all sound.
Well, thank you for that. That's
a great compliment.
Well, no, and Skyler brings up the 90-year-old tattoo artist. He was really good at what he did. His specialty was called squiggles.
No, his name was Lyle Tuttle, dude, and he was a...
It was a joke, Skyler.
He was a legend.
It was a joke,
Lyle
Skyler.
Tuttle was a legend.
No, because there's a guy in Perry that does... He's called Mr. Scribbles. He does... That's a whole different story.
All right. But, we'll tell you what. Call up another time and tell us that one, Skyler.
All right. Well, man, retirement isn't in my future.
Right, so
I love my job.
So you'd work to 105 doing your job, no problem?
Yes, please.
Okay. Skyler, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right. Love you guys.
There goes future Mr. Squiggles. So, Kimmy, to your point.
I don't know if I showed up to get my first tattoo with Mr. Squiggles.
Well, a 90-year-old guy.
Mr. Yeah. Scribbles, whatever we called him. Yeah, I'd be a little nervous.
Jacob writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Would you live? You're guaranteed to live to 105, but you have to do the job you have now every day, same schedule for the rest of your life. Jake writes, when I was 18, I worked in a warehouse with a 70-year-old dude. Dude was jacked. He did the job for fun and for the workout.
Mm. Okay. But that's what kept him going, being physical.
You know, even the idea of not having to work at some point in your life is foreign to a lot of folks. And I think that you can draw a line straight down.
What's that?
At the age of 45 right now. Everyone over 45, unless you have a job with a pension, which is not too common anymore, has an idea of what their retirement would look like. And they would say, no, I don't want a job at 105 till I die. Like, I think you're unique there.
Yeah.
Everyone under 45 was just assuming they were going to live to 105 anyway.
Yeah.
And they would still be working the job that they have now. Mm. Like, Kimmy, do you ever think you're going to be able to retire?
I don't have a number in my head when that's going to be a thing.
I mean, people.
So, yeah, like, it's not like I'm like, oh, you know, 65, I'll be done. I have no idea what that's going to look like by that time.
Like, the majority of Americans are having a hard time making ends meet, like, in the moment.
Right.
What are the odds those people are saving for after they're 65?
Well, it's going to be tight. But at some point, people are just going to get shoved out the door if there isn't work.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Like, they're going to say, you're too old to work here.
Okay.
We got younger people that are quicker, work for less money, get out.
But there's never been a moment in my life where I assumed I'd be living without a job. Like, seriously, there has never been a time in my life. Both of my parents are still working right now.
Yeah, but your dad.
I'm sorry, what?
Your dad could have retired. He had a good job.
Are you not back in the blue?
You're
not back in the blue right now?
I back
the
blue.
Is the blue not being backed?
I back the blue, not his blue.
Not my blue.
Lance's
shade. No, but you know what
blue.
I'm saying. Like, you'll be fine.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. What are you keep
I love
doing?
These guys. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Bro,
I'll tell you what.
You
know, I got a wife's doctor. I got a good job.
But you don't
job.
Know what the cost of things are going to look like.
You. No, she's right, man. Gas is $7 a gallon right now. What the hell is that going to look like a year from now, let alone
it'll
20 years
down,
from now?
It'll
shut
go up.
Up. I hate you boomer-ass dicks. Hey, man, everything's great for me. What do you mean you care about
that? Not great for me. I got nothing.
You live in a free house.
Well, I had to. Yes.
And by the way, even if you accepted that you are going to have to work till 105, I still think we are failing, even you at your elder age, failing to wrap our heads around how long 105 is. Like, tell me, you're in your 60s.
Yeah.
You have had this job for what, 33 years?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to work this career in radio, right, all you've had up to this point, you would still be working another 45 years.
Not
even. Yeah.
You're not even halfway through.
Yeah, look at that. I'm just getting warmed up, babe. World's longest running creep cap.
Tim writes us, Duffy and WCMF, ask Tommy if he wants my 103-year-old decrepit dentist ass coming to work in his mouth. Take home point is that many job age people out. They don't have conceivable options. I don't know.
So,
there are.
No, yeah, I remember as a kid, I went to see this woman who cleaned my teeth, and my mom went to see her when she was a kid. By this time, this woman had to be in her 80s. Like, you would walk out of there with your mouth bleeding because of how hard she flossed your teeth.
Damn.
Well, but it's because back in the day, she was also milking cows in between.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony Sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hot.
Anything touched by this guy is on fire.
Okay.
And this would be the most unique piece of memorabilia attached to this man. Here's the best part.
What's that?
It's for sale in town. And as far as like memorabilia goes,
yeah,
it's relatively affordable.
Okay.
You're hanging out on The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. I know that we have mostly Bills fans that listen to the show.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks that have like fan caves, man caves, she sheds, whatever, full of Bills memorabilia. Mm. If you are someone that has recently looked at what it costs to get a piece of Josh Allen memorabilia, you've been floored. For example, if you want a Josh Allen autographed jersey,
yeah,
that's going to run you anywhere between $800 to $1,100.
Oh, my God.
It's insane. A Josh Allen autographed mini helmet will cost you $300 to $400.
Okay.
Even a Josh Allen autographed football, at minimum, is going to cost you $300.
So what do I do?
Well, that's just it. What if I told you, right here in town, you could buy something that was actually owned by Josh Allen?
Take it.
A man in Pittsburgh is selling Josh Allen's couch.
Couch?
The man says he got it at a charity auction a few years ago, and it went up for auction when Josh was moving into his mansion around the corner from the stadium that he is now. So at the auction, it was like an in-person like benefit. This man paid $4,000 for Josh Allen's couch.
Josh Allen's couch.
You got it. But you can buy it right now for the low, low price of $1,000.
I'd be sitting on Josh Allen's couch.
You got it. So apparently this
bachelor couch.
This guy is moving, and he just wants to get rid of Josh Allen's bachelor couch. Either of you interested in Josh Allen's $1,000 couch?
I ain't interested in nobody's used couch. That's
not even
gross.
Josh Allen's?
No.
Why?
I get the thing. It would gross be cool, but it's not something you would know right away is Josh Allen's couch. And I feel like if I told people this is Josh Allen's couch, they'd be like, prove it.
So it looks like it may come with a certificate of authenticity.
Really?
I think so. Well, yeah. How else would you? I mean, they probably got one from Josh.
All right.
You wouldn't auction it off if you didn't have proof it was Josh's couch, right?
All right.
So here's the thing. The couch does not look expensive. It looks like what a guy out of college would have bought for his first apartment, which is actually exactly what this is.
Okay.
But it has had Josh Allen's ass all over it.
Did he date then?
Yeah, I'm sure he dated.
Oh, yeah. Well, that thing is loaded.
Well, he was.
You gonna try and clone Josh Allen with the couch?
He probably could, and her too. Man, you know, if he had some.
Well, he was, you know, he was with his high school girlfriend.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, he was dating that one. Yeah.
I think he lived with her.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's probably they were sharing that couch. Son.
Yeah, that's a workbench.
Okay, look, I'm not gonna lie. When I saw this come up, it did cross
my
mind.
You don't need it. You don't need it.
Well, you do have a man cave.
I got the cave.
Yeah. How much more room in that cave do you have?
Kimmy, could you imagine next to my stadium seats?
It'll have like the roped
Josh
off
Allen's
area.
Couch.
Yeah, Josh Allen's couch. VIP only. Josh Allen's couch. And the only VIP who could sit there was the man who bought the couch himself, Josh Allen. All right. You can have one celebrity home item. One celebrity home item. Nothing memorabilia-wise, like no game-use helmets or jerseys or anything. No,
but it's a typical household item.
Yes, no clothing. We're talking like furniture, appliances, stuff like that. What would you want for your house from your favorite celebrity? You don't have to tell me the celebrity. Just what would be the coolest piece to own?
I only because it pops into my mind some vintage audio equipment from a celebrity.
Like hi-fi, like Dean Martin's hi-fi.
You're close. It's Sinatra's that he had in Palm Springs. It's a wall. Of like that antique reel-to-reel, the albums, all that stuff.
You're such a dork.
It's so cool.
You're such, and you get all these like his unreleased albums that come with.
Well,
it,
you know, he's got some really unique tunes.
Yeah.
Like that one. What's that one I like?
So it's that song that goes, "This is every song I've ever done. I'm not singing. I'm just talking over music, and you idiots bought it for like 80 years, baby."
I guess it would have to be something throwback, like a lighter. Like, you know, back in the day, they used to have those table lighters.
Okay.
For, you know, for people that they were like ornate.
Okay.
Fancy.
You
lighter.
Want an ornate lighter? You are such a bitch.
So
check out my ornate lighter, guys. Coach is lame. Look at my ornate lighter.
Well, it's way cooler.
I'm pretty cool, huh? I'm going to light things with my ornate lighter.
So Sinatra had something else while we're on the subject.
Okay.
So, and this was the thing. So my parents used to have cigarettes in the house for people when they came over. Like just cigarettes.
Sure.
Not like your brand or your brand. Just like cigarettes when they came over. So Sinatra used to have a big glass bowl of every kind of cigarette.
Okay.
In his thing, because he had so many people over to smoke. That was so cool. Look, I didn't even smoke, but I'm thinking about starting.
You want Sinatra's glass bowl of cigarettes.
Cigarettes. And that really cool lighter.
Okay. But again, like Josh Allen's couch, there's a physical connection to that. This is just a thing that sat in Sinatra's house. Who cares?
So is that.
No, Josh Allen's ass was on that couch.
By the way, Josh may have done a few things on that couch.
I think it just makes it more valuable.
Well, he was a kid. And sometimes he was
That's
alone.
Like the more stains, the better.
I mean, look,
well,
if we're
you getting some stainage.
If you want a piece of Josh, there could be lots of pieces of Josh. You think he as
yeah, but you wouldn't know if they were Josh's stains or the guy from who owned it before you if it came from him.
Ooh, good point.
You know,
yeah, if you cloned it, you get
there have been multiple
stains
neighbors,
stains.
Half Josh, half Pittsburgh man clone. All right, Kimmy.
Yeah,
one. Which household item would you want the most from a celebrity?
I'm trying to think, like. I guess, like, to Tommy's point, if it was a celebrity from back in the day, they would have some, like, unique furniture. But it also, I was also thinking, if the celebrity was a known big drinker, like, it'd be cool to have, like, a glassware set or, like, a bar set that they had or used.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good one.
You know, like a bar cart or whatever they displayed everything on.
Okay. John writes us, he says, "I would want a good story, something like Charlie Sheen's glass top coffee table." I mean, that's a good one.
Guys, talk about stains.
Yeah, you might want to be
He's careful. The only guy that could stain a glass table.
You know what one people... I'm sure that there is a market for this out there. Celebrity toilets.
Would you want a celebrity, John?
I guess if it was unique. It had to have a little unique, like really fancy.
I mean, but you know they probably spent a lot of time on it at one point.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Right.
Phone number is 252-WCMF. Let's stick with Josh Allen. Again, a man from Pittsburgh is selling Josh Allen's couch. It's his bachelor couch that he got when he first moved to Buffalo. When he moved into his new home, this couch was given to a charity to auction off at an event. The man from Pittsburgh spent $4,000 on it, but he's selling it right now for $1,000. It looks like it comes with a certificate of authenticity. You think this is gross. You have to choose one Josh Allen item, and it has to be in your house, and you have to use it.
And it's a household item.
Okay, no, I got three options. You ready? Right. The couch, his bed,
ugh,
or his toilet. Which one are you putting in your house?
Well, the toilet's just going to be a standard toilet.
Yeah, but Josh Allen's, you want to talk about like stuff being on.
Bare ass.
Yeah. Full of Allen.
Definitely got like all the technology. It's probably a seat warmer.
You could sit where he sat, you could sleep where he slept, or you could dump where he dumped. What would you most
The least gross would be the couch. The toilet is just, the bed's, that's nasty.
You wouldn't want to sleep in Josh Allen's bed?
No, man.
I'd do it right now. The bed that he currently owns. With Josh in it. I call Big Spoon.
Yeah, that's gross.
It's where you do
Use
the most
furniture creeps me out.
You need to pick one. You're not picking.
I said I'd take the couch.
Sorry, you're going to take Josh Allen's couch. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Josh Allen's couch, Josh Allen's bed, Josh Allen's toilet.
Yeah, I'm going couch. He seems like he was a big sweaty kid, so you know there's a lot of sweat in that bed.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
What about the couch, though? You think that guy didn't leave after a workout and didn't shower and plopped out of the couch to play video games?
Well, same with him. I guess you could clean the toilet.
Would it bother you if your husband wanted Josh Allen's toilet?
No, I guess not.
Would it bother you if your husband sold your bed because he managed to get his hands on Josh Allen's bed?
Now,
you
guys that would bother me.
So sharing...
That'd just be weird.
It wouldn't be cool sleeping in Josh Allen's old bed.
I think just the thought of it being like a used mattress grosses me out from anybody.
I mean, they say what you lose like 5 pounds of skin a year into your mattress.
You lose a pint of fluid a night.
That's not true.
Yes,
you just made that up.
Yes, I did, but it sounded cool.
Kimmy, you could have like 15 pounds of Josh skin in that mattress.
Yeah, I'm good.
That doesn't sound creepy. Good. That sounds like Silence of the Josh.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Good to hear from you. So,
I am very surprised Tommy didn't want something from Johnny Carson, seeing as that's like his.
Well, here's the thing. You could ask for Johnny Carson's glass coffee table, but according to Gallagher, you'd have to wash it really good.
Yeah, Pine Sol ain't cleaning up.
Ben, what celebrity household item do you want?
It would either be something from Dan Marino or Frank Thomas. Those were my two favorite players growing up. So probably just a couch or like a Lazy Boy.
Dan Marino's Lazy Boy. Yeah. Isotoner stuff to the side.
Famous, unique toilets. I was listening to Joe Rogan a few months ago. He had Kid Rock on the show. He has a gold-plated toilet.
Yeah, is that surprising?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, not really, but I mean...
It's all making sense. Toilets. It's all making sense.
Yeah.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy.
Kid Rock's crapper. All right.
Okay. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. Dave writes us, you shouldn't take anything from the house of a celebrity. They're rich and all, but the stuff they have in their house is going to be way better than what you have, and it won't fit. Not necessarily.
Well, but that makes it unique and stand out, though.
But
that's
even,
why you want it.
I don't even know if that's the case because, like, some of these celebrities, even Bills players, they have multiple homes, right?
Yeah.
It's possible, like, the stuff they have in Buffalo is just to keep the house full.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think you would rather have something that's more custom, so it kind of shows that, yeah, this is unique.
But, like, this Josh couch is not.
Right.
It's just a couch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think I would rather have the lower-end Josh couch than the higher-end Josh couch because I'd be afraid to sit on the fancy Josh couch.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I could use. My wife can't make a no bare ass on the Josh couch rule. That's my couch.
And it's probably
so you'd
been...
go out of your way to put your bare ass on the Josh couch?
Well, look, I'm just a fan of bare ass on the couch, period.
Okay.
Yeah, but
again,
that's gross.
I paid $1,000 for the couch. I'm going to get my money's worth.
Yeah.
With my bare ass.
Look at all the ass skin.
We got Facebook messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, or excuse me, The Break Room on WCMF. Whatever, you know how to get this. This comes in from Frank, speaking of Frank Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Says, when I was a kid... we bought Cal Ripken's bike. He used to ride it to Silver Stadium when he played for the Red Wings. My dad bought it from the guy he sold it to for $200 in the mid-'80s. It was my bike in the early 90s.
Okay.
What are the odds that was actually Cal Ripken's bike and Frank's dad didn't just get rid of it?
I just ran the stats. Zero.
I mean, I guess it's not out of the question that Cal
40
Ripken...
40 kids bought
like
that bike.
Pretty random thing.
Well, I mean, do we know if Cal Ripken... rode his bike to Silver Stadium when he was here?
Why did he ride a bike to Silver Stadium?
Oh, I don't know.
He lived down the street?
Yeah, I don't know. Where did they put up the Red Wings back then?
Oh.
And he was like a teenager, wasn't he? Or early 20s?
Oh, yeah, young guy.
Not out of the question.
Would you be impressed by Cal Ripken's bicycle?
No.
No?
Iron Man's bike? I'm not even a Cal Ripken fan.
No, I mean,
he's just a baseball player. I mean, what's his record? Just
he's played the most games.
Yeah, he went to work.
You're an idiot.
But he's like, I can't
idiot. He's also one of the greatest. He's the greatest.
All right, what was the greatest play Cal Ripken ever made?
Wasn't it when he got here, found out you were going to be on the radio and made it to Baltimore? That was his motivation to get out of town.
I can't think of like a play he made where people go, oh, my God.
How often did you pass the Baltimore Orioles?
Just pulled off the unbelievable.
Yeah, the unbelievable.
He got off his bike and he showed up from work again.
Okay, so he broke Lou Gehrig's record. Name Lou Gehrig's baseball moment.
I got to say right now.
Yeah, when he was dying, he couldn't even get off his bike.
Lucky's car. Anybody want to buy my bike? I haven't ridden it very far because my legs don't work. FDR was here.
Yeah, we got it. We got the FDR joke at the end. All right. The guy who bought Josh's couch initially, the one who's selling it for $1,000, he spent $4,000
at an auction.
At a charity auction. It goes to a good cause, right. Whatever. Do you think he was drunk when he bought that couch?
I hope so.
Oh.
I really hope so.
$4,000.
Is that something you can't even leave with? You got to get, like, it has to be brought to your house with movers.
I wonder, do you think he knew it was Josh Allen's couch? Like, do you think Josh Allen was selling it?
What was
as
an auction?
Josh Allen? Oh, right,
it was
right,
a charity auction. So I'm guessing Josh just gave it to somebody to raise money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like he had to be hammered, wake up the next morning and be like, oh,
why
man.
Why did I buy this?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think you could regret buying Josh Allen's house. Right. There isn't
don't say you had it.
There isn't anything in Josh Allen's house where if it was handed to me, I wouldn't be excited to have it.
Oh.
Like if I had Josh Allen's dishwasher, I would be excited to have that. If I got a
what's his name?
Folks.
Well, he probably has a guy washing the dishes.
He probably has a dishwasher.
He
What if it's something completely useless to you? Like, you don't drink coffee. What if you got his coffee maker?
Like one of the fancy Italian ones.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. You know, we talked about this during the World Baseball Classic. You know, they all have their home run celebrations, the teams. Mm-hmm. Team Italy, they had an espresso maker in the dugout.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
And every time you hit a home run, they made you an espresso. Eric writes us, the espresso machine from Team Italy from the World Baseball Classic sold for around $5,000.
Damn.
That would be cool to make your coffee with that espresso machine every day.
Sure.
Dalton asked into ChatGPT, did Cal Ripken ride his bike to the stadium? And they wrote, no, Cal Ripken Jr. Oh, no, he didn't ride his bike for the game that he broke the record, Lou Gehrig's record.
No kidding.
But other than that, he may have ridden his bike to Silver Stadium.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony Sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's not the signing Bills fans were expecting.
Okay,
because we knew they signed a couple of people before the draft. They filled in gaps with the draft, and then afterwards, you go out and you get the veterans that are still available to plug up holes.
Okay, but it sounds like a pick over.
Well, okay,
it sounds like a bargain bin guy.
It's not. Well, I mean, yes, but at the same time, the question isn't so much whether or not he's a bargain.
Yeah,
I think the question is like, at what point is your body just like, nah?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do it, you're saying?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Yesterday was announced the Buffalo Bills have signed Ben Van Sumeren.
Wait, but they got Van Sumeren?
Ben Van Sumeren has a very interesting football story.
Yeah?
He went to the University of Michigan, and while he was there, he played fullback. Went undrafted a couple of years ago. and signed as an undrafted free agent with the Philadelphia Eagles. And when he signed with the Eagles, they converted him to linebacker. So he played a year at linebacker. For whatever reason, they were like, you know what? You're a better fullback. So they moved him on an NFL team, which is it almost never happens.
Yeah.
Moved him back to his original position as fullback. And he played that in his second year, at least for a little while, because in that year he blew his knee out. Season over.
And that's it.
But that's okay. He rehabbed, worked his way all the way back. He's going to play fullback again next year. First game of the season, he's on the kickoff team, blew his knee out again.
Wait, same knee?
I don't know if it was the same knee, but it was a season-ending knee injury.
Damn.
On the first kickoff of opening night. And that was the first game because he was playing for the Eagles, who had won the Super Bowl the year before. He was out for the season again. The Eagles let him walk without re-signing.
Slowly.
Yesterday.
He's still leaving.
He signed with the Bills. The Bills signed a different fullback as an undrafted free agent after fullback Reggie Gilliam signed with the Patriots the offseason. So Ben Van Sumeren will be competing with that gentleman for the fullback spot on this roster.
You guys got shaky-ass knees.
Shaky-ass knees, one of my favorite Blues players of all time. Kimmy?
Yeah.
You saw this and your first thought was?
I get there's not a lot to lose here. For the Bills to give the guy a try, but it kind of feels like if it doesn't happen now, when is it going to happen?
It's not if, but when.
Not if, but when situation. Whereas, like, he could come in and look really, really good, but you got to always have in the back of your mind that this might be temporary.
I mean, it is one of those, like, unless everything goes to perfection, not that fullback is a huge part of this team, right? Although I do love me a good fullback.
Okay.
Right? Like, let's say he really impresses in training camp.
Okay.
He makes the roster. And, hell, he plays a couple of games where he looks really good, right? Like, if he gets hurt.
That almost makes it worse if he comes in and looks really good.
Yeah, like a Michael Hoyt situation from last year, remember?
Yeah.
But, like, if he gets hurt, everyone's going to be like, well, you saw what has happened the last couple of years.
Now, let me ask you this. Sure. In a team that really suffered with a ton of injuries.
The Bills you're talking about.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at injured players?
Well, everybody's injured.
But, like, this guy is... doesn't get out of the gate.
It could have been just bad luck.
Twice?
Look, I get your argument, but, like, find me an NFL player that hasn't dealt with a major... Like, bro, our quarterback was on crutches a couple of weeks ago.
I get it. But, like, that's a different situation because, you know, he's earned the credit.
He's earned the crutches?
Yeah. This guy, he ain't even played.
Okay.
Does seem like he doesn't have enough consistency there to go up.
Did he get to the 50-yard line?
I don't know. I was not watching the play when he heard it.
You just said, like, opening.
It was the opening kickoff of the NFL season, end of sentence.
Yeah.
Blew his knee up.
Yeah.
Was it like a non-contact
injury? I have given you all of
that. Because that's always.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I feel for the guy. He's only 26.
Yeah. Right.
He's only 26.
Is that banged up?
Well, but again, like.
But 26 is tough, too, because you're like, well, there's still time for him to, you know, make a comeback. And, you know, those injuries set you back, but his career's. Maybe not over yet.
He could have another 6 years in this league.
He could, you know, or just hang it up and concentrate on the Blues.
Concentrate?
Yeah, concentrate on his Blues.
What would that sound like? Shaky-ass knees doing his...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, making his way to the stage, shaky-ass knees. Give it up for him. He's still coming. Give him a second. Yeah, oh, wait, there's some stairs here now. All right. Are we going to take a break? Shaky-ass knees may have here in just a couple of minutes.
252 WCMF. Yesterday, Bills signed fullback Ben Van Sumeren. He'll be competing for the fullback position on this Bills roster this year. He has missed the last two seasons, essentially, with knee injuries after being converted from a fullback to a linebacker with the Eagles, back to a fullback with the Eagles. I don't know, man. I mean, look, it's hard to know what this offense is going to look like, period. You got, I mean, Joe Brady's now a head coach. He's still going to call the plays. You got new staff members there. You got new, I don't know what
the
hell.
Fans are going to be screaming, man. This team needs to hit the ground running.
Especially
right?
New stadium. There's going to be
new
a lot
stadium,
of hype.
Yeah. All the hype.
Yes.
All the crap that they pulled on the offseason.
Well, all now, the injuries they dealt with last year.
We got knee boy.
Well, look, but again, he could not even make the team. Who knows?
Yeah.
Look, everything you're saying.
What if he comes out, he's dragging one leg.
Okay, well, I don't think you make an NFL roster dragging a leg.
You never know with this crew.
Especially when you're already late for your stage performance. No, man, look, you're right. Everything you said is right about the pressure, but the Bills did this to themselves.
I know.
I mean, Brandon Bean and Terry Pegula did this to themselves.
Yes, they did.
They made the decision to make that change. Joe Brady, I mean, look, I don't blame him for what happened.
It doesn't sound like we're off to a good start.
You say this every year.
No, this is the worst.
It's the worst one ever.
It's the worst one
this
ever.
This is the worst one ever again this time now that we're talking about it, you stupid ass bitch. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The weight is killing me. And the Sabres, you know, with what's going on there is a nice distraction.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just want to get to opening day to see what this looks like. I want to see what Joe Brady looks like as a head coach. I want to see what the weapons they added look. I want to see if you did enough in the draft.
You're going to get a little preview into like a lot of those changes at training camp because of how – well, I'm just saying in terms of the way Joe Brady coaches, because remember how like buttoned up it was when Sean McDermott was here, how strict a schedule those guys were on, just how strict they were about everything in general. And it will be interesting to see
this guy's
the
loose.
Dynamic without Sean McDermott there.
Would loose be bad?
I don't know. Loose doesn't seem to float well in the NFL.
It's weird because McDermott was super buttoned up, as Kimmy just brought up, and you crushed him for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what do you want?
Well, you don't want Rex Ryan either. You don't want clown guy.
So you don't want loose. You don't want buttoned up. You just want a bitch.
No, but you want to –
You want a buttoned up loose.
Yes.
A loose tight.
A loose tight.
Yeah.
Tighty loosey.
Hot ice. You're an idiot.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.